Those who are working in the South. St. Helena, California, July 18, 1901. To those who are working in the South. Dear brethren, Christ spoke in parables to the Pharisees regarding his kingdom. Had he spoken in plain terms, all the ingenuity and activity of their malice would have been aroused. They could not look upon the open face of truth without being filled with the most intense hatred. This made it necessary for Christ to present truth in an indirect way, or else remain silent. He could not remain silent, so intense was his desire to reach the impenitent hearts of the people, and therefore he taught in parables. Had he presented unveiled truth, it would have been like casting pearls before swine. Those who claimed to be the most pious had become so determined in their resistance against the truth that parable teaching was Christ's only resource. This was a device of kindness, prompted by the ingenuity of compassion. Christ adopted this mode of instruction because the wickedness of his hearers disqualified them for listening candidly to explicit truth. Our Savior taught in tender solicitude. He presented testing truth in such a way that no one could be turned from the path of life. He is the great light of the world. He came to this earth as the divine teacher. He selected human agencies to assist him in preaching the word of life. But he did not choose that philosophy should argue in its defense. The instrumentalities he chose were humble fishermen. Many of the people were convicted by his words. They believed in him, but they did not acknowledge their faith in his words and works until after his resurrection and ascension. Then the Holy Spirit was given, and thousands were converted in a day. The field was ripe for the harvest. This instruction is presented to me to give to those who are laboring in the southern field. Satan stands ready to plan and devise for all who resist the truth. Be guarded in the words you trace with the pen. In the articles you write, be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Preach the truth in love. Make no attack upon anyone. Move cautiously. Do nothing to create prejudice. Let your words be as a parable, not understood by some, but understood by those who desire to understand. The Holy Spirit makes the application of the truth to the inquiring mind. Useful lessons can be given in such a way that prejudice will not be aroused. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Many will come to a knowledge of truth, heeding the impressions of the Spirit, while others, becoming Satan's agents, will aggravate their guilt.